we celebrate a night of 50 years of basketball history at Bloomington North High School tonight, taking us back to the opening year of 1972-73, when George Fielding guided the Maroon and Gold into its first game against Bloomington South. Fast forward now to tonight, current coach Jason Spear, now in season number 6, a year removed from taking North to the 4A Final Four last March. Back on a journey, though, here in now 2023, that has seen this current basketball club assemble 7 straight wins in what has been, to date, a 10-3 campaign that will hopefully continue on this golden anniversary of the Hoops game here on the north side of Bloomington. The opponent, Brent Chitty, a former Tom McKinney and Mike Lord assistant here during his early days of coaching. He brings in his Columbus East Olympians, who, like North, is celebrating its 50th year of existence, along with our producer, Alex Lester, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. Terry Stoltz is always alongside, and all of our sponsors on a basketball Saturday night from the Tom McKinney Court here in the Cougar Den at North High School. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, a basketball game, Terry, a winning streak, Terry, to continue. That's the bottom line. But, boy, mixed in between all the storylines. And we heard a few stories as we had an opportunity to be greeted and talk pregame-wise with Brent Chitty, who came up to the booth here and joined us during the early stages of the JV game. It was great to see him again. A young man who's in his 29th year of coaching the great game of basketball as a head coach. And as I mentioned, his 631st game tonight, coaching the great game. As he told us, he's been awfully blessed to be around the game of basketball. And, well, he's still got some tread on the tires.
I think he does too, Joe. I'd say, you know, Brent's a guy, you know, being a former Panther back in the day as I was, fierce competitor. I used to love playing with and against him at the Hyper Building back in the day when all of us would go over there and play. I've had a friendship with him for a long, long time, and I made sure, as I told you, I texted him Monday morning and goes, hey, I said, you get a chance, come up and say hi to Joe and I before the game. We'd love to talk to you. And he answered me immediately and says, you can count on it. He's had 3 or 4 rough years at Columbus East. They've had some decent teams. They play a tough schedule.
Yep.
You know, playing in the Hoosier Hills against some really good teams. He's had a tough go. But I tell you what, his enthusiasm never wanes.
No.
He's a lot calmer on the bench than he used to be. The last 4 or 5 years, he's kind of gotten that together. You won't see a lot of the fire that you used to see, but I'll tell you what, the guy loves the game, told us these kids play really hard, and, you know, Joe, they played awfully well over at Bloomington South a couple weeks ago when you and I were here doing a game, and I'm telling you, when Brent comes back to Bloomington or Bloomington goes to Brent, those guys prepare, and he has them ready. I'm thinking we're going to get one of Columbus East's best efforts tonight.
Well, there any question about that is they lost a heartbreaker last night to East Central. They played at Columbus East, 47-45, one of their top players, and we'll keep our eye on him, Ben Silva. He is their leading free throw shooter. He had missed only 6 all year, an 87% free throw shooter, missed the front end of the 1-1 in the waning seconds,
yeah,
to try to send that ball game into overtime, and did not get it done as they lost a tough one there. But it was a basketball club last year, if you remember, and no longer are they in our sectional as things have been switched around. And last year was the last time North played Columbus East. Well, they played them twice, but they played them in the sectional last March, and it, you know, wasn't a runaway. It was 48-37. But, you know, after the first of the year and in January, they were struggling big time. Then all of a sudden, they ran off 5 in a row during the final month, and that included a win over regional finalist Franklin, who almost took Bloomington North,
yeah,
out, Terry, as you well know, in Seymour, and ended up with a 7-15 record. Well, here they are, and, you know, February is right around the corner with Brownstown Central, New Albany, Jennings County, Franklin, Madison, and Floyd Central still on their on their schedule, and we hope, you know, that they do turn it around, because we dearly enjoy his coaching and enjoy his personality, enjoy his family, and enjoy the way he was brought up here in Bloomington.
Oh, we sure do, Joe. He's a good friend. And now last year over at Columbus East, you know, the Cougars got him pretty good, 69-46. And then they started playing. They lost a tough game by eight down at New Albany, and that's when they ran off that 5-0 row, as you just told us. Not only Franklin, Jennings County, a team that's one of the best in Southern Indiana this year's class with a bunch of juniors, they beat them, beat Franklin, mm-hmm. beat Shelbyville, went to East Central and won in overtime, and then played Madison. And got them by 20 going into the sectionals. And then, Joe, like you said, the game that we did over in up in Martinsville, it was a close game in the third quarter, as the game was a two-point game at halftime, or at first quarter. North had a nine-point halftime lead. Columbus East cut into it two different times and end up winning. The Cougars won by 11. So they're going to come back and be very competitive again. I'll be shocked if they don't give the Cougars a really good game tonight. And this is a team that, when they started the year, Joe, our Hoosier basketball magazine, said Brent was very high on him. He lost Will Rikers, who was their leading scorer last right. year, at around 13 a game. But when you had Ben Silva back and Julius Daly, who were both also double-figure scorers, and Moravec and Corridan, so he had four out of five starters back, Joe. And Brent was pretty high on this bunch, said we're going to play a little different, we're going to run, take advantage of the fact that we're not big. And boy, he's just had a just ran into a buzzsaw of a schedule again, and they're struggling along at 1-13 right now.
Well, they're struggling big time, and it's a shame that they couldn't hit that free throw, because that's been one of the strong suits of this team in a 1-13 campaign. Fact that they are shooting 75% from the line as a team, but the ball is just not dropping. They're shooting only 40% on the year, yeah. and a woeful 26% from behind the line. The Cougars, in the meantime, have won 7 in a row. Terry, they put up a huge number the last time they played basketball, which was a week ago last night at Terre Haute South, put up 31 on the Braves, and that was a memorable night, because Jason you know, stuck up win number 200 in his 13-year career. He is now 291 coming into this one, and that was his 85th win. So he's batting them at about 67% since he's taken over the program here at Bloomington North. The seventh in a row, they're 10-3. And J.Q. Roberts ended up with 31 points and 15 rebounds and 4 blocks, and they were lights out. I think they were something like 13-17 in the quarter.
Yeah, they had had that one great quarter and got off on a you know, big win over at Terre Haute. And, you know, after, you know, JQ's had a couple of, you know, un-JQ-like performances against South, and then another game here that I believe you and I did. But he didn't force anything. He still rebounded. He played good defense. He blocked some shots. And the guy just keeps playing. He takes what comes to him, doesn't force anything. That's good. But, Joe, since the game we did here against Southport that the Cougars lost, and to be honest, I think Jason will say it, and I know I'll say it, that game was gettable for North. They lost 45-40. Since that time, 7 in a row, and a couple of close ones, yeah, no problem. So they've played in some close games and handled pressure. They've shot the ball well. And in the close, in the other games, they've gotten out to big leads, and they've not relinquished the lead. So they've played every type of basketball game since that loss right here to Southport. And they're starting to put it together. There's still 7 more games to play. They're on the right track for sure.
We'll have Terry's player spotlight here in a second. Earlier tonight, Brandon McGee's JVs knocked off the Columbus East, the final 57-50. So they moved to 9-5 on the year. Mentioning big offensive games, how about Caleb Fischel? He had 24 points in the ball game, and he's a kid that's gonna be one of these kids coming up. and there are a number of them, including Rex Spear, Jason's son. Caleb is a 5'11", 140-pound sophomore, but that sophomore class is
and
junior class. Casey McIntyre now is starting to see some time on the varsity, and obviously we're going to see Nehemiah Dangerfield in the starting lineup tonight, replacing Brill Conte. Nothing has changed. Conte, as it turned out, Achilles tear, and he is out for the year. And Lucas Vinsel will be back for seniors night, we hope. Fingers crossed, and that will be Floyd Central on February the 18th, and he has been out with that arm injury of his. So Fischel with 24 as the JVs win at 57-50. Time now for our player spotlight. It's brought to you by Stafford Realty. You know, when buying or selling a home, it's nice to know you got a knowledgeable resource in Jim Stafford Realty. Jimmy will work hard to earn your trust. Give him a call Monday at 812-325-4453.
All right, Joe. Well, for the Columbus East Olympians, the young man that missed the free throw last, the 1-1 last night that could have led to the tie, Ben Silva, their leading scorer. He's a 6'2 senior, averaging just shy of 17 points a game. I'm going with him. If they have any hopes of hanging with the Cougars tonight and playing a good game, Ben Silva's going to have to be part of it, and he's been the bell cow for Brent Chitty's Columbus East Olympians all year. And I'm going to go with the red-hot guy to watch for the Cougars tonight, Gavin Reed.
Yeah.
So I'm going with two number 23s tonight, Joe. Gavin, you know, 24 and 22 last weekend. Since he's been back from his ankle injury, the young man looks confident, he looks fast, and he's not worried about shooting the ball. He's just shooting the ball, and that's why he's hitting them.
Well, I tell you one thing he's done, Terry. He is up that three-point average to 50% on the year, shooting 48% overall, and is up that scoring average to just under 10 points a ball game. And I can't blame you for putting him in the player spotlight. It's brought to you before each and every game by Jim Stafford Realty. We'll be back. Well, I tell you, let's meet the officials first of all, as the Cougars and the Olympians will get ready to meet the flag and the playing and singing of our national anthem. It's time to meet our officials. First of all, it's brought to you before each game, an opening tab by Bounce Flooring. Their big showroom full of innovative products from Shaw Floors in the TIS building. Out on Business 37, go online at bouncefloring.com. Our whistle tutors tonight hail from the pocket city of Evansville. All three of them made the drive up 69. Brad Dishman, a veteran of the game, along with Brian Holtz, no relation to Brad, and Michael Slavin. So the head referee will be Brad Dishman. He is a veteran official. So the three of them standing over on the sideline here at the McKinney Court. They are our officials for tonight's game. Obviously a non-conference game. The Columbus East Olympians dressed in their orange and brown, and the Cougars in their home whites tonight with the maroon and gold trim. We'll be back with the starting lineups and our opening tap brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. We'll have the presentation of the colors as well when we return to the Tom McKinney Court here on a Celebration 50. Celebration of 50 years of Bloomington North basketball and Columbus East basketball. Back in 3 minutes, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everybody. Tom McKinney Court, Cougar Den, Bloomington North High School on a basketball Saturday night. And along with our producer, Alex Lester, Joe Smith, and Terry Stoltz, and just looking around, you know, I know the faces by a lot of people.
We got a lot of former Cougars coming into town, Joe, for this tonight. It's great to see some of these people.
No question about it. A couple of special presentations out before the playing of our national anthem. Andy Hodson presenting the basketball emblematic to J.Q. Roberts of the 1,000th point scored against Terre Haute South on the road last week. And also the 200th coaching victory career-wise for Jason Spear. And the starting lineups brought to you tonight by Bloomington Hardware, your locally owned hardware store. They're at the corner of College Mall and Covenanter. And they are open tomorrow. You can follow them on Facebook for updates. So the Olympians 1-13, coached by Brent Chitty in his 13th year. As we mentioned, 314 career wins. He won his 300th in the early part of last year. His 631st career game. Grew up here in Bloomington. Played at Bloomington South High School. He coached 3 years under Mike Lord here as an assistant, and then 8 years with the great Tom McKinney. His lineup will include Julius Daly, a 6'3 senior. Pete Corden, 6'4 a senior. Zane Morvick, a 5'7 point guard, a senior. Jackson Fishvoit, a 6-foot junior. And Ben Silva in Terry's spotlight. Their go-to all-around player, 6'2 senior, averaging 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. No lineup changes. Well, there will be, and that includes Nemo Dangerfield making his first varsity start tonight. The big 6'7", 240-pound junior playing, replacing Brill Conte. He's only appeared, this is his fourth game tonight as a Cougar. He in there with J.Q. Roberts, Gavin Reed, DeJuan Daniels, and Luke Lindemann, and the tips controlled easily by J.Q. Roberts. And here we go. The game is underway. Cougars, as I mentioned, in their home whites with the maroon numbers and a gold trim. And they work against man pressure. Yep, they're in man. There's Gavin Reed, and he opens the game with a three.
Well, Joe, like I said, he's not thinking about his shot. Nice movement there. Good shovel pass by Dangerfield, and immediately goes up and knocks down a three for Gavin.
Boy, he has been unconscious from three-point range. Gavin, as we mentioned, after Terry put him in the spotlight, right at 50% from three-point range, and he's just under 10 points a ball game and a much-needed add, certainly with Conte out and with Lucas Vinsel still out of the lineup. That's about 9 points right there. 3-0 in Columbus East attacking, and there's a steal by J.Q. Across the timeline he comes. Nice wing pass.
Boom.
There is a dunk. That was J.Q. The steal was by Dangerfield. I beg your pardon.
Yeah,
and
good
a nice
move.
Play by Dangerfield, and Roberts with the dunk at the other end, and it's 5-0 early. Columbus East dressed in their home, rather their road brown with orange and white trim. Nice moving off the glass. What a play that was by Ben Silva. Reed comes down and plays on the wing. Here comes DeJuan Daniels across the screen, off the drive and off the glass and in the basket. DeJuan with his first two, and North off to a hot start. They've scored 7 points already. We've not even played 2 minutes. 7-2 inside the paint. DeJuan really hawking their point guard, and that is Zane Morovic.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting matchup, Joe, because both of them are quick. Morovic's, you know, 3 inches smaller than DeJuan, but boy, they're gonna hound each other all night.
Yeah, and as you suggest, Gavin Reed, a very good defensive player against Ben Silva.
Yep.
With the basketball right now is Corden. Corden deals it down on the wing.
If that's that's a number change. They snuck Caden Lobdell into the lineup because I don't. Julius Daly is not out there right now, number 34.
Well, we got a problem, and we got a personal foul. No, it's a loose ball, and we got a player change in there, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yep, no problem.
That is Caden Lobdell. There's a three-pointer by J.Q. Roberts, and he's off to a five-point tonight. Lobdell is the new player, and he is replacing Daly. So he hasn't been playing. Daly is suited up, but he's on the bench right now. Morovic had the ball stripped away off the shoe top, actually, of J.Q. Roberts down the lane, and that is Lindemann. Luke Lindemann finishes, and the Cougars 12-2. A quick start, and Brent Chitty wants a timeout. Timeout on the court, 5:12 to play on our comprehensive financial consultant scoreboard. So a quick start, a hot start for the North Cougars. They lead it by 10. Back and a half, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. So Julius Daly will not be playing tonight, the 6'3 senior, so that takes out 10 points from their lineup.
Yeah.
He's in sweat, so I beg your pardon. I thought I saw him in uniform, but he's in a sweat. So Caden Lobdell is the replacement, a 6-foot junior, and he's the starter for the Columbus East Olympians. 12-2, there's a little floater, no good, taken by Silva, rebounded out of there, and here comes JQ running the floor over to Daniels and off the glass, and Daniels has got four, and it's 14-2. What a start for the North Cougars.
Yeah, they haven't missed a shot yet, Joe. They're they are 6-for-6 right now with 2-3 balls.
With the basketball inside, Corridan trying to make a move. Good defense by Nemo Dangerfield, and Daniels had it and lost it out of bounds. It'll be Columbus East basketball. Turnover, the first of the ball game for the Cougars. Our opening tip-off brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. Follow them on Facebook for updates. 4:31 to play, opening quarter, 14-2. Cougars perfect from the field. What a start. And the good starts have been a big key for this ball club during the seven-game winning streak. Shot fake out of the corner. Another new face into the lineup. We'll get to him in a second.
Yeah, Ethan Bumbelow. Oh, nice move.
And Silva shot an air ball. Easy rebound for Dangerfield. What a pass by J.Q. Roberts, and he feeds DeJuan Daniels, who's got six. He has scored the last four. 16-2. You're going to be 8-for-8 you shoot them point blank like that.
Yeah, this is, this goes without saying that this is not the start that Brent Chitty envisioned over here. But this team does, it just, North's defense has taken Columbus East out of anything they want to run right now. They can't get to where they want to get. Cougars contesting passes and just playing outstanding defense.
Ethan Bumblaw is their new player in the lineup right now. 16-2, Olympians trail by 14. What a defensive play that was by Dangerfield. He goes after the ball, loose ball, and finally on the floor, that's Lindemann. And we got a loose ball and a whistle and a foul called, and that's going to be on Ethan Bumblaw. So he comes up with the personal foul.
Put that on Moravec, Joe. I mean, I didn't see that.
Well, he wasn't even
in the play.
Well, we're going to put it on Blumblow.
Oh, no, here he is.
There's a three-pointer in and out, no good. First miss of the night, Gavin Reed shooting the three ball. Silva with it across the timeline. Brent Chitty, not much he can do. Arms folded. There's a nice pass inside, but Silva, or rather Blumblow, could not hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be North basketball leading 16-2. They've hit 8 out of 9 here in the opening quarter. 2:53 left in it. Down on the wing, Reed. That's JQ in
nice
traffic. And let's see, somebody grabbed him over there. Maybe that was Bumblaw.
Yep. I tell you what, Joe, it's a fifth turnover the last time down for Columbus East, and you can't turn the ball over against this North team like that. JQ with another long three.
Yep. JQ is dialed in tonight. That's his second three-pointer. He's got 8 points, and he leads the Cougars off to a sizzling start here in the first quarter. Well, I tell you, they had a comparable quarter against Terre Haute South in the second stanza the last time they played basketball, last Friday night. Here comes Shai McDonald in with some of his teammates, Grant Wellman checking in, and also Connor O'Gwin. O'Gwin will contest the inbounds pass, 2:24 to play. There's a shot by Moravec, in and out, no good. That went way down in and spun out. With the rebound is McDonald. Scoring well, rebounding well when he's been given the minutes, and he's been getting a lot of minutes to play. There is JQ again. He'll miss from three, got his own rebound, and will jam it in. That's what you got to do. Follow your shot, JQ.
You're right, Joe. Most kids these days do not follow their shots. He did. picture perfect. Well, another turnover.
Steal. Yeah, beautiful steal. How they did not call a foul there against O'Gwen, who had the steal, is beside me. There was no whistle, but O'Gwen did a beautiful job pilfering the ball there.
Yes, he did. Outstanding hands.
Good, gritty play by the young man down on the wing. Backing in now. That is McDonald over to O'Gwen. Down on the wing. Shot by Lindemann, a three-pointer. Luke Lindemann. Well, until Reed had taken leadership in the three-point department, it had been Lindemann underneath. There's a foul by O'Gwen. And this will be a two-shot foul as, boy, Columbus East just struggling big time, trailing 24-2 here at the outset, a minute 15 to play. Look down, Terry, and it's easier just to tell me how many they've missed tonight.
They've only missed two, Joe, and they were both three-pointers, one by Gavin as Silva hits that free throw, and one by JQ. That's only two misses.
Boy, they lost a heartbreaker last night to East Central, 47-45. Silva missing one that could have won him, got him into overtime. He misses here. He has all 3 points, 24-3. Here comes North. Ball overhead, down on the wing, Wellman. JQ back to Wellman. He likes that left baseline. He ran into problems there, lost the basketball. Moravec across the timeline. Moravec still on the dribble, goes inside, and we got a shove, and I think they got McDonald there. Shy? Nope. Yep,
you got it right, JoJo. Yeah, I'd say North's defense has just been stifling. I mean, they're even struggling to get the ball out to the wings because the North's contesting everything. To me, it's time for back doors for Columbus East. If Bloomington North wants to play that type of defense, you'd have to back door them and try to get them to loosen up.
Nice move by Silva. And Silva's got all the points tonight. Nice move that time to the young man. 24-5. Quickly across the line, O'Gwen. Half minute to play. Lindemann, a three on its way. Got nothing but nylon. Lindemann, 41% from the line, as I was mentioning.
Wow.
Until Reed started firing triples in. It was Lindemann. That was the three-point leader. Nothing shabby about 41% from the line, that's for sure. Moravec threw it away. What a steal by McDonald. He breaks through a couple of Olympians.
Boom.
What a pass inside to J.Q. Roberts. And Roberts, what a quarter he's having. He's got a dozen, and that's the end of the quarter. We talk about that 31-point quarter they had against Terre Haute South on the road. How about 29 in the opening quarter? 29-5 they unload on the Columbus East Olympians on our Black Lumber scoreboard. Back after this one-minute break, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Along with our producer, Alex Lester, Joe Smith, Terry Stoltz, all of our sponsors back at the McKinney Court. Celebration 50 ongoing here. And it was a celebration of an overflow of points. In the opening 8 minutes, the Cougars put up 29 and lead it by 24. Terry will have his shooting splits here in a second. Cougars came out, hit their first eight of the night. As now the Brent Chitty coached Olympians go to their promising freshman, Carter Patterson, has checked into the ball game. And also Pete Corridan is back in. And we got a quick timeout called. 30-second timeout called by a Cougar. I didn't see it. That'll give Terry a chance to tell you how hot North was in the first 8 minutes.
A red pepper. Red pepper hot. 12 of 14, Joe. That's 85-7. That's unbelievable. 5 of 7 from three ball range. Columbus East 2 of 6 for 33%. JQ with 12 in the first quarter. 8 for Lindemann, 6 for Dwan Daniels, and a 3 ball by Gavin Reed. There's your 29 points, evenly spread out by 4 North Cougars.
Never could figure out what that quick whistle was. We'd have played only 19 seconds. It'll be East basketball, though, and they trigger it out. 29-5 on our IU Credit Union scoreboard. Cougars looking for their eighth in a row here on this basketball Saturday night. Playing in front of a lot of the alums here with the basketball, and another new player in for the Olympians is Brent going to his bench, literally. Mason Reeves in, a young sophomore. He's a tiny little kid, too, about 5'6". Does to Moravec. Moravec back to Silva.
Nice
Silva,
move.
Nice move.
He's a good player, Joe.
Yeah, he is. He's got 7 points. He's got all seven.
He's got all seven. I said he had to be good for him to be in the game, and he's doing well. But, Joe, there's not much you can do to withstand the barrage that North put on him in that first quarter.
Well, the North kids, going to get a lot of PT. There's a bad pass by Wellman that Dangerfield could not hang on to, and they throw it away almost. A nice save over there, and then he threw it away. And here comes Gavin Reed on a breakaway. And Reed now, or check it, Gavin Reed with his fifth point of the night, 31-7. Yeah, speaks to volumes, 12 of 14. 86% in the first 8 minutes of this ball game. Gordon had a notion to step up against Dangerfield. I tell you, Nemo's playing good D here early part of this ball game.
He's moving his feet, and he's not reaching, Joe, which a lot of times he's done in the past.
And not being able to hold on to the pass was their freshman, Carter Patterson. It goes off his fingertips, out of bounds. It'll be North basketball.
Yeah, I tell you what, a couple of quick guys, 50-year Cougars that I played against, Dave Clark, longtime White River Valley and Franklin coach, as a miss by Shy McDonald is rebounded there by Corridan.
Dave here tonight?
Yeah, Dave's here. And Wally Burke, the starting center on that first team for the Cougs. Wally's here tonight with his wife, Sean, and it's great to see those guys.
Moravec finally gets one to roll in, so somebody other than Silva scores. Moravec is averaging about 6 points a ball game, and that one rolls in. It's 31-9. Wellman, and he draws the personal foul, and that was Reeves that got him. So Mason stuck a paw in there.
Yeah, another Coug, 74 grad, sectional runner-ups, one of the starting fours, Jeff Farmer in town tonight.
There's a long three-pointer by Oakwin. Well, the Cougars doing their job from behind the line. From behind the line, there's Moravec at three, no good. Fight for the rebound, McDonald pulls it down. Leading the break, Shy, a good ball handler, over on the wing. Handling it now, Wellman. Gavin Reed, second of the ball game. Now he has eight, and it's 37-9, the biggest lead of the 24-2 lead.
Wow.
There's Reeves at three.
Mason Reeves.
Well, they're not noted, at least number. That's been their Achilles, and that's 40% shooting on the year. McDonald misses a long three, and it's easily rebounded that time by Corridan. Here comes Columbus East, and shooting a three, and missing is Silva. Another easy rebound by McDonald. Shy across the timeline, over to Gwynn. Bounced off a shoe top, now stolen away. And Wellman tried to get it back, and what a nice steal by Wellman. McDonald on the loose ball, dumps it down, back up over his head. What a nice move. And how about his first varsity basket as a Cougar? Nemo Dangerfield on a beautiful assist from Wellman. There's a shot, no good, and here comes Bloomington North running again. There's Reed off the glass, down the lane, and off. And wow. Boy, they're just scoring at will, and there's not much you can do. 42-12. Holy smokes. Be a short post-game show tonight.
You better know it.
There's Dangerfield, and he is filling up Terry's stat book. And what a move by Dangerfield. He'll go to the line. Wait a minute. He won't go to the line. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow to Bloomington North. Well, at least they retain possession. Here comes JQ. Here comes Double D back in. And Lindeman. But McDonald, Wellman, they step out. O'Gwen and Terry, they've been getting a lot of good support by the guys coming off the bench.
Yeah, definitely. Shy McDonald's got three rebounds already. A bucket for for Nemo Dangerfield. Connor O'Gwynn with a three. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys get some extra time tonight. It's nice to see him make some good contributions.
I don't know why they took a point off the Cougars' score, but it's 41-12. And a loose ball, well, they say Dangerfield touched it last. So make it 41-12. We'll get our station ID in here in a second. 3:23 to play. Hoosiers getting ready to tip it with Ohio State. A big game for Indiana tonight at Simon Scott. There's a long three-pointer gunned in by Carter Patterson.
Well, I know he's – Brent is high on Carter Patterson and Mason Reeves, and so far they've come in, Joe, and both hit threes right now.
And that is the first points of his varsity career. And there is JQ
again.
That is the third three-pointer of the night for JQ Roberts. Heating up, coming in, averaging, as he has been most of the year, right at 19 points a ball game. Well, that nice move. What a nice move that was by Patterson.
Again.
Five in a row for Patterson. And now Columbus East starting to heat up a little. They got 17 points. There's a nice play inside. What a move by DeJuan Daniels. He's got eight. 46-17. One of the highest scoring halves for the North Cougars. There's a pass inside, and last touch, they say, by JQ. Tonight's broadcast of North basketball being brought to you in part by Owen County State Bank. They work hard to create a financial strategy and game plan that best fits your individual needs. To learn more about Owen County State Bank, visit OCSBank.com, member FDIC. East will trigger it in. Silva will do the triggering. And there's a block by JQ. Going and getting the basketball will be Patterson. He's hawked over there. McDonald came back into the ball game, and then he threw it away. Here comes Lindemann.
Oh.
He'll go for the jam, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouled by the Columbus East Olympians. That is only the eighth total foul in the ball game.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fouling. I mean, they're just, you know, with 12 turnovers already before half, the Cougars are just running down and getting layups as Lindemann knocks down that free throw.
Lindemann's having a good scoring night. He's a point away from double figures, including a couple of threes. He's an excellent free throw shooter, hitting at 75% here at game time. I said they were eight total. There were only seven. That was the fourth against Columbus East. Only three whistled against the Cougars, and Luke hit them both. So Lindemann, the first to 10? No, JQ is
JQ,
the...
JQ, yeah, he had 12 in the first quarter and now has 15. So, you know, you're just seeing a couple of Cougars, you know. Lindemann, as we talked about after that Southport game, really starting to believe. Another turnover, great pass interception by Shai McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald and Dangerfield both are playing excellent defense.
Boom.
Well, there's another slam dunk by J.Q. Roberts.
Parting of the Red Sea there. They were not going to get in front of him.
50 points.
Look at Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson has come on strong here. He's got seven. And he has scored seven straight. And here comes JQ, and they're not even guarding him. He'll have 100.
That's like trying. That's like trying to stay in front of Giannis Antetokounmpo coming down the lane with these high school kids and a 6'8", 195-pound guy.
Well, I don't know why there wasn't a whistle on Lindemann there.
I know.
He really hammered Silva off. Fight for the rebound, loose ball. And here comes Morovic. Fast breaking, Silva, pump fake off the glass, no good, fight for the ball, Silva got it back, nice pass, but they couldn't finish, and that was his teammate, Caden Lobdell. Inside, down at the other end, and Gavin Reed will go to the free throw line, end to end, and not the prettiest exhibition of basketball, with a lot of turnovers. That is the fifth team foul now on Columbus East, and they put Morovic number up on the board. To the free throw line, shooting two. Gavin is not a bad free throw shooter. He misses here, 65%. Still, the Cougars, I'm not going to say they're struggling, but at the free throw line, 67%. I know they would love, and he misses both of them, would love to get that aggregate up to 70% by tourney time. And they've got some tough customers coming up the month of February. This is the first of a three-game homestand. There's a little runner, no good, taken and missed that time by Boomball. 52-20, and the Cougs will play for the final shot. Lindemann down in front of me as we look down on him. He's on the wing left. Dewan now, and now Luke is traveling with the basketball, and that's a good call.
I was getting ready to say he traveled and got away with it, but he didn't.
O'Gwen comes back in. Connor was productive in his stint earlier, hit a three-pointer. Cougars have hit 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 triples here in the opening half. This is their best offensive splurge of the year in an opening half, 52 points. Down to 11 to a 10, Silva and one.
Tell you what, I like Silva. They just need to get him the ball and get out of the way. And that's three on O'Gwen? Oh, just
no.
Two. Okay.
Just two. That is the fourth team foul, but he'll try to complete the three.
It is three. It is three. They just flashed it back up. I thought I had him for two already. And he cans it.
Three-point play complete. Silva. He's done. Well, he's in double figures. He's got 10 of the 23. Down to 3 seconds to play. Moravec lets one fly. No good with three. And that's the end of a first half, punctuated by a quick start. The Cougars came out, hit 8 of 14 shots, led 29-5. They lead it 52-23 here at halftime. And we will have us a Celebration 50 halftime with Andy Hodson, going through memories of, 5 decades as the golden anniversary of the history of the Bloomington North basketball, including the 1997 final single-class state champion brought back to the North Side. And what a year and what a team that was, huh? And there wasn't anything wrong with that team that Jason Spear coached last March.
No.
That ended up with 17 consecutive victories and a 24-4 mark, and just was about a minute 42 seconds and about 3-4 points shy of making it to the Class 4A state championship game, losing to Indianapolis Cathedral, who ended up winning the state title. 52-23. It's been all Bloomington North here on their night. Back after this 2-minute break as we open up our halftime show. Brought to you in part by Comprehensive Financial Consultants, by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. 52-23 Cougs, Explosion City. Their best offensive performance of the year in 16 minutes of activity here. Back in two, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Offensively, the Cougars, we talk about an excellent first quarter when they hit 12 of 14. Terry will give you his stat story on stats with Stoltz here in just a bit. We rest here at halftime, our halftime show being brought to you in part by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana. Earlier tonight, Caleb Fisher scored 24 points. Brandon McGee's crew, they moved to 9-5 on the year with a 57-50 victory over Columbus East. Well, we told you, and we mentioned with Jason Spear, the opening of a three-game homestand for the North Cougars, as this is the final game of January for the Northsiders. Looking for their eighth in a row, they have not lost since they lost to Southport on December the 16th. And if you missed it, Southport won the Conference Indiana Championship last night. I'm going to give them the title.
Yeah.
They beat Columbus North 51-44. They've already beaten, boy, they really tore Terre Haute North apart, 57-36. So that being said, even though Bloomington North has yet to play Columbus North and Terre Haute North, Southport has already beaten those two. They've beaten Bloomington North, and that was a game that got away, quite frankly, from the Cougars. So Southport's got one game left. That'll be in late February against Terre Haute South, who lost last night. They had Bloomington South beaten, but boy, I tell you, and we've talked about this when we've done Panther games, and we mentioned it tonight, it's been a non-factor because the Cougars, they've only shot four free throws. But you hate to think that, good teams, especially local teams that we follow, lose basketball games because of free throws. Well, last night, as good as Bloomington South has been, and they're starting to warm up again. They've won four in a row. They're playing Silver Creek tonight at home. And they're a basketball club that hit 17 of 19 free throws last night on the road to come from behind and beat Terre Haute South 64-59. So the Felines from the South side are 12-5. They've won four in a row. And it just goes to show you what free throw shooting can do. And we've remarked, Terry and I, throughout the games, when we've done South games, where that gets you. And case in point was that Castle overtime game when they were 12-12 from the free throw line in overtime. So it's a non-factor tonight for North because they're doing artillery work, bombing them in from inside and outside, and getting the job done with an explosion of points. FYI, their most points scored, mentioning Castle, was against the Knights back in early December when they were down at Castle and put up 76 points. And I take that back. They had 79 the last game they played a week ago Friday. They had 79 against Terre Haute South. So they're, Terry, starting to score the basketball. And they're going to go by that big time. They may get into the 90s tonight. So, well, we'll take a break here and have more. Terry will have his stat story. Well-balanced scoring, to say the least, tonight. JQ off to a fantastic start, as were the Cougars collectively. And part of our halftime show is sponsored by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory-authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. Terry with a stat story in a half minute. 52-23 here at half. Cougars leading Columbus East. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Well, back we come to the McKinney Court. Halftime 52-23. And as much as I hate to say it, because it involves our good friend Brent Chitty, we could very well see the running clock develop here if North stays as hot as they were the first 16 minutes, and you could tell the people just how hot, stat-wise, Mr. Stoltz, they were.
Yeah, you're right, Joe, and like I said, I do hate it, but at 29, and that running clock, as Joe and Dave Novak had several times in football this year, may well hit us here tonight. They're talking about some of my former, well, they were classmates in years here, as I already mentioned, Dave Clark and Wally Burke here, also Jeff Farmer from the 74 Cougar team. Barry Deckard, who was the point guard on the 82 semi-state team of Mike Lords, along with Mike Minette, John Dare, their three best players. The big Butler kid, Joe, the center, 6'8". Barry's here tonight. Great to see him. All right, let's do some stats here. 52-23 halftime score in the second quarter. The Columbus East Olympians started playing some basketball. Hit 7 out of 15 shots to finish the half, 9 of 21. 3 of 7 from three-ball range. The Cougars, on the other hand, cooled slightly. They were 12 of 14 in the first quarter. 9 of 14 for 64% in the second quarter to finish the half. 21 of 28 for 75% shooting. 8 of 14 from three-ball range. 10 points for Ben Silva and 8 for freshman Carter Patterson off the bench were the leaders for Columbus East. The Cougars had three guys in double figures, Joe. 19 for J.Q. Roberts and 4 rebounds for J.Q. Also 8 of 10 from the field. That's getting good shots and hitting them all. 10 apiece for Luke Lindemann and Gavin Reed. Luke hasn't missed a shot. He's 3-3 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line, and hit both threes he shot. 4 out of 6 for Gavin Reed. You can see a pattern here. These guys are just, they're getting good shots. They're hitting them, whether it's threes or otherwise. Connor O'Gwen with 8 points for Dewan Daniels. He, too, Joe, has not missed a shot yet. 3 for O'Gwen and 2 for Nemo Dangerfield, along with a couple of rebounds for him. Doing a good job. 52-23, and Cougs finished the first half with 5 turnovers. I have Columbus East for 13, and that's the biggest part of the story. Part of the reason, yes, North's hitting 8 out of 14 threes, but, Joe, so many of their shots are layups. A lot of them have been off of those turnovers. I don't keep points off turnovers, but it's, it's darn near a bucket for every turnover these guys have, I'd almost guarantee it.
Well, and that is, when you get down 29-5 and you're playing on the road against a team that is pretty good to start with, they're on a hot roll anyway, having won 7 in a row, and they just, throw everything at you.
Well,
both barrels.
Yeah. And not having Julius Daly is a real hurt, because not only is he a 10-point scorer, but he's a good rebounder. He's just a good athlete. And one of the things I started to say during the game, and we couldn't quite get it in because of the frenetic action, North right now has won 7 in a row, Joe. And, of course, J.Q. Roberts is an all-stater. He's going to do what he needs to do. But now you've got Luke Lindemann, who, against the Southport Cardinal, who's one of the better teams in the state, found out he could play. He's got newfound confidence. And Gavin Reed, finally, in his senior year, and he's completely healthy, this guy's like a whole different player now. He has utmost confidence in his shot. So now, all of a sudden, you wondered during the year who was going to step up and help J.Q. score. You knew Dewan Daniels was capable. Nobody had any idea that you're going to start being able to depend on Lindemann and Reed. So this team is turning into a very, very complete team that, keeping this together, will they'll give Center Grove a run for their money when it comes sectional time.
All right. Our halftime, pardon me, our halftime show brought to you in part by Comprehensive Financial Consultants, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Time to glance at our Big Ten scoreboard. The Hoosiers have jumped in front of Ohio State. 11:55 to play before halftime, 15-14. Earlier today, Northwestern, they were faced, they lost a couple of games with COVID, and so they were playing what amounted to like 4 or 5 games in 8 or 9 days, and they're doing a pretty good job of climbing to the top of the Big Ten, as they won again today at home, and they beat up on Minnesota 81-61. Illinois won at Wisconsin today. Badgers are about done, 61-51. And Maryland, who Indiana will host next Tuesday, Indiana will play at Maryland on the final day of January, and they play well at home. Maryland ripped Nebraska 82-63, and again the Hoosiers are leading Ohio State 15-14. The IU women, they will play Rutgers at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. All right, side out. We'll keep you posted on the Indiana activity and the score from Simon Scott as we move through the rest of the night. There's a nice move by Silva. He missed the shot. And Dewan Daniels with the rebound. And we'll keep our eye on the running clock here. There is Mr. Reed. He'll fire and get iron, and there's a foul. And let's see. Morovic trying to take the ball away. Or no, that's going to be on Jake. 3-4. I think 5. That is only the 15th
foul on a
Cougar.
Yeah, that's what I've got, Joe. Got the same thing you do, and that's just good defense, not reaching, moving your feet, being in the position you're supposed to be in to guard people.
Well, I tell you, Brent Chitty is starting that young freshman, Carter Patterson, here in the second half, and he responded by pumping in a total of 7 points, and he hit them all in succession. He'll shoot a 3 and miss here. It's too long. There's a beautiful pass, and Patterson, no. That was a nice play made defensively down there by Bumlaw. He knocked the ball away. We've had no scoring, played about a minute here in the third quarter. We'll keep track again, the 30, what is that, 35 points?
I believe it's the same as football. I'm not sure basketball should be the exact same, but it is. For right now, it's 35.
And there's a foul called, a loose ball foul, and that's Bumbleaw. And he picks up his first personal foul, a non-shooting foul. But getting back to that three-game homestand, Edgewood comes in next Thursday. The Mustangs are playing at Monrovia tonight. That's the second game winner he's had in a couple of weeks. He beat Greencastle with a three, and he beat West Vigo with a couple of free throws last night, 51-50.
They're playing good ball, Joe. They've got some tough ones coming up. Coming over here Thursday night in the game you and I'll be right here is going to be a tough one for him.
Well, there is Nemo. He misses, handles the ball there. Nehemiah Dangerfield making his first start and scoring his first Cougar basket. As a varsity player earlier tonight, 52-23, we've had no scoring here in the early going of the second half. Part of our game brought to you in part by Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Morovic, a shot straight out, and a three-pointer it was. And Morovic now with 5 points, and Columbus East cuts into the lead. Terry told you the Cougars hit 8 of 14 from behind the line. Let's see, JQ makes it 9 of 15.
Not bad.
Now with 22 points in the ball game, working on another monster scoring night. Average 19 coming in at 31
nice
the other
move.
Night. Morovic misses here. Nice rebound, though, by Dangerfield. Good block out defensively. Here comes DeJuan the other way. Slips, falls down, is traveling with the ball.
Oh, they're going to call a foul. They bailed him.
Well, I tell you, one official wanted to call traveling on DeJuan. And instead, they put the foul, and that's going to be called on Corydon.
Yeah, that's Corydon's first. Yeah, I mean, it's a travel, I mean, in my opinion. But regardless, Cougars keep the ball, and Pete Corydon gets his first foul of the ball game.
Reed Dangerfield, J.Q. Roberts, and DeJuan Daniels in there right now for the white-cladded North Cougars, leading by 29. With the ball inside, nice move, Reed, a little floater.
Beautiful
Reed
move.
Now with 12.
And Joe, if he decides to add driving the ball to his game of shooting threes, he's going to be a dangerous player for the Cougars the rest of the season.
Mentioning floaters, Bumball will put that one up. He missed it, got his own rebound, and stuffed it back through his first two of the night. 57-28 now. Activity starting to pick up a little bit offensively here. In this third quarter, what a move by Daniels. Shuffled the ball out. There's a three-pointer on the way, and that's Lindeman.
Still has not missed a shot in tonight's game as he just knocked down his 13th point.
And that includes three threes, 60-28. Luke has not been a surprise, and there that knocked around the rim and finally fell through by Silva. So Silva, who had a total of 12 points in the first half, adds to his total, and he'll try to go to the line to complete the three-point play. There for a while, he was the only Olympian to score, and it was flat ugly early, believe me. He had all 7 points. It was 24-2 at one time, 41-12. I mean, it was, well, and you get my drift. It's 60-31. It ain't pretty right now. A 29-point lead. Daniels trying to find Dangerfield, who's posting it low now. JQ out in three-point range. He's got a bushel basketful of triples tonight, four of them. Reed trying to find Dangerfield.
Nice pass out by Nemo.
He does, and missing the three. Nice offensive rebound by Reed. Loose ball. He threw it away. Did an Olympic.
No!
How about Lindeman on the jam? And guess what? He still hasn't missed tonight. You don't miss those.
Hey, Mama Lindeman liked that one. She got up on that one.
Looked like his pop. There's a steal. Here comes Mr.
Boom.
J.Q. Roberts. And it's showtime.
Yep. Boy, Lindeman got up. Two-footed jump, too, Joe. He didn't take a run at it. He went up.
He's going to grow some more, too.
Oh, baby.
And there's a loose ball almost stolen around there's court, and he'll put up a shot. No, what a save by J.Q. Roberts. Into the hands, off the deflected by Daniels and Dangerfield. Three-pointer, Reed, got it. The third three of the night for Gavin Reed, and let's start the clock. Let's get this baby over with. 67-31, 3 minutes to play, and we should have the starting of this clock running the rest of the ball game. Inside and a basket made. And making the basket that time was Corydon. Cougars just have been on fire from the get-go tonight. 67-33. Backing up the offense, Dwan Daniels over to Reed, and he threw it into the arms of Jason Spear, who's used up all his high school eligibility.
He could shoot, though. I don't think they needed him tonight. Don't think they needed him. Yeah, that was one of those. Dwan was coming back across the top of the key, and Gavin threw the ball to where he had just been standing, and that didn't work.
They have started the clock running. 67-33. They started it when I asked them to.
Yeah, they did.
When it was 67-31.
I mean, that's...
So they must have heard me.
Well, they need to stop it now. It's 34. So next time.
There is a. No, they don't stop it. Once it starts.
Oh, okay. I got you.
No, they don't stop and start it. There's Lindemann. He'll go to the line. He almost got that doggone ball through. He'll go to the line to try to complete the 3 point. The at least add to his total. He's got 5:15 in the ball game.
Well, I didn't go. I've never went through one of these. Like, I know you and Dave went through three or four as Lindemann finally misses a shot as he misses that free throw. Shocking.
Well, I guess it stops on free throw. I never had a basketball game.
Me neither.
Go with the clock running.
I'm just wondering, is it once it goes under, does it stop? And darn it, Luke missed both of those.
Boy, he did, and that doesn't happen often for a 75% free throw shooter. 67-33. There's a shot partially blocked by Lindemann, so he got it back defensively. They almost take it away, but Shy McDonald has checked back into the ball game. He's in there with Jake, and he's going to shoot a three-pointer, and he'll miss here. And it's Silva. Here comes Ben. He's going to go coast to coast off the glass. No good. Fight for the ball underneath. Put back up, and no. But Corydon will go to the line, and he'll shoot two.
Some of these veterans,
got him now.
You know, Silva and Corydon, both just look shell-shocked. Well, Silva got all the points in the first quarter, but everybody else looked completely out of sync, and they're starting to play as Corydon hits that free throw. They're starting to settle down, but guys, a little late. You're down 33. It's a little late to settle down now.
Yeah, Corydon's all 3 points have come this quarter.
Yeah.
And he got them both. He's a good free throw shooter. He shoots 69%. So he's got four. We're late in the third quarter. O'Gwen down the lane, shut off, good defense. Well, Brent is stuck with his man-to-man. And inside, count it.
Nice
McDonald
move.
McDonald made a nice move. That's Shai's first field goal. So now, I think, with the exception of Wellman, who played earlier, every Cougar that has played tonight has scored at least 2 points. And he misses here, McDonald. So it's 69-35.
Yeah, got Mason Reeves back in, too. I like him, too. Nice move by Silva.
Yep.
Nah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he's got.
I've got him for 15.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, we thought he'd be the high point, but the Cougars' onslaught in the first quarter, the whole first half, was just more even than he could overcome as J.Q. throws the ball away.
Luke, you got to go get that ball, son.
Yeah, I agree, Joe.
He let Silva beat him to the ball, and he almost beat him to the basket. He did, and they got
there's
a slam jam that time by J.Q. Roberts. 69-37, and that was a big-time dunkaroo. And that's the end of the third quarter. Well, the Cougars held to only 17 points that quarter. They lead it by 32 as we go to the fourth and final quarter. And back to call it on our Kunst Construction scoreboard, a runaway night on Celebration 50 here in the McKinney Court. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tom McKinney Court. Terry will give you the shooting splits in a second. The Cougars only scored 17 in the quarter. Have yourself a game, Jalen Hood-Shafino. Boy, Indiana not scoring a lot of points, but Mr. Jalen Hood-Shafino has scored 17 of Indiana's 23 in a slow-moving first half. They lead the Buckeyes 23-21 with 7:50 to play before halftime. All right, fourth quarter underway here. Three-pointer, McDonald got it.
Shine.
So McDonald, start the clock, please. 5 points for McDonald, 72-37, and we have that 35-point spread. And Wellman had the ball stripped away, and there is Silva off the glass. So Silva with his seventh field goal, he's got 17 points in the ball game. And that's about what he came in averaging. McDonald, let's see. O'Gwen in there, and he's traveling with the ball. Terry, the shooting splits in that third.
All right, Joe. Columbus East 5 of 14. They're 14 of 35 from the ball game. But the Cougs, again, Joe, another 8 of 11 in the third. 29 of 39 for 74% from the field and 11 of 19 from three-ball range.
Well, this
wow.
is going to be, yeah, this is going to be their best shooting aggregate of the year. Columbus East stumbling around, falling down, and a whistle and a problem. I guess there was a reason there. Cougar was called on the personal foul, and that was J.Q. Roberts. Check it. Nemo Dangerfield picks up his first personal foul of the ball game, and that is only the sixth team foul, only the 10th total team foul here in the second half. 72-39. Cougars jumped out in front tonight, 29-5, hit 12 of their first 14 shots. Shot taken and missed by Silva, rebounded by McDonald across the timeline. Here cut a nice stop and move, and there's McDonald. What a move that was by Shy.
He's played a nice game, came in and give you even production the whole time, like this kid. Joe, that's five rebounds for him. And
that is Fishwater.
Why, finally.
He's finally in the books.
Yeah.
Pretty good three-point shooter, 37%. And that is a three-pointer and his first points of the ball game. And there's a three-pointer.
Connor O'Gwen.
Connor O'Gwen. You know, he's been pretty accurate as of late in this winning streak.
Yeah.
He's gunned in a couple of threes tonight. He had a couple of threes against Martinsville. There's one shot missed taken by the Olympians, Pete Corridan. And here come the Northsiders. Shy. A three, a rims out, tipped up, no good. And here come the Olympians the other way. 77-42, 5:10 to play. Shot again, a three-pointer by Reeves, no good. And O'Gwen with the rebound. He's in with Lindemann, with McDonald, Dangerfield. And clearing the bench, and there's a trip, no call. And now they're going to call traveling against Wellman.
Oh, my.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's a little odd, but.
Well, Brent clears his bench. So we have a Casey McIntyre. Wellman stays in. Double D stays in. Dylan Stegmuller has checked in. And this Casey McIntyre has been getting some playing time. And also, Jason's son, Rex Spear, is checked in. So they're going to get some good PT time here.
Yeah, definitely.
Four minutes to play here in the ball game. 77-42. I didn't dream at game's outset. And there's a beautiful move inside. What a play that was by Carter Patterson. His first basket of the second half. He's got nine. 77-44. Indiana's starting to creep ahead now of Ohio State, leading 27-21. And Columbus East now playing a little 1-3-1 zone. Shot taken, a three ball, no good. And knocked around, rebound, that's Rex Beard. He's had his shot blocked, put it back up, no. And here comes East the other way. Clearing the rebound for the Brown was Daniel Corden, the younger brother of Pete Corden. Nice play. What a play that was inside. And that was Ellen Van Est, 5'9 junior. Shot missed. And it's going to be a little harem scarem here these final 3 minutes as both coaches have emptied their bench. Good PT for the North Cougars, though, with the exception of Dewan Daniels. He'll be running the point. Brings it across over to Wellman. I tell you, I like the way Grant's been playing. Rex Spear with the ball. Had a notion to drive. Now deals it over to Daniels. Back over to Grant. Wellman backs it up, and they spread the floor. Dillon. Stegmuller. Little shot by Rex. No good. Fight for the ball. That's Casey McIntyre with the rebound. Over to Wellman inside. Back over to McIntyre. He'll shoot a three ball. That's what I'm talking about. McIntyre comes in a three, and that is a season-high 80 points scored by the North Cougars. And there's McIntyre at the other end, and what a defensive block by the young man.
They're playing. These guys are taking advantage of these minutes, Joe. They're going after it. They're playing hard.
6'2", 145-pound junior. And here comes Connor O'Gwynn, so he'll run the point. And Dewan Daniels leaves. He did not score in the second half, but Double D gets the business, you know. He scored early. He had 8 points. Their shot spun around, no. And McIntyre, how about him?
Another rebound.
Yep. Had a block, hit a three. I think Grant will probably pop a three if he gets over on that wing.
Oh, he's tried a couple and missed. There he goes, baby.
On his way. And it rolls around, no good. Cleared out of there. Who got that rebound? Stegmuller. There's a shot. O'Gwynn tipped up by McIntyre. Tipped up again. No good. Boy, that almost went down the well that time by the Northsiders. And that was...
Oh!
Who was that now? That was a...
33. That's Jake Gilbert.
Down to a minute 12. This game couldn't get over quick enough.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
80-49. Shot taken by McIntyre. No good. Cleared out of there by Patterson. 80-49. Cougars' defensive yield has been excellent. There's a bad pass. Here comes O'Gwynn. Leading the break over to Rex Spear off the glass. He'll go to the line and shoot two. So the coach's son will go to the line. And Rex, I believe, will be shooting his first free throws of his career.
Yeah.
And he misses here. A little bit short. Yep. Playing in his second game, his second varsity game. He had an opportunity, and that was neat, playing in his dad's memorable game, his 200th career victory at Terre Haute South the other night. There's a shot, and no good. And the Spear fouled him, I believe. No, that was Connor O'Gwynn. Connor doesn't get cheated when it comes to personal fouls.
Oh, he's got four, right?
Wait a minute. Four or five.
They've still got the foul from 21 on there. There's no 21 on the floor.
No.
Good free throw by Van Est.
Cougars led 29-5 at the end of one, 52-23 at half, 69-37. And we had, we actually had the little bit of running clock here.
Yeah.
And Brent had to ruin it and cut it inside 35 a couple of times. 80-50. There's a bad pass. Dewan Daniels has checked back in. You know, I thought, that was five. O'Gwynn is fouled out of the ballgame.
All right, that makes sense.
Dewan Daniels is back in. And he will dribble the clock out. No, he won't. There's a three-pointer. That's no good. Taken by Stegmuller. And now Dwan will say, just dribble the clock out.
Yeah, no need for any more shots.
Nice even round score. And that's going to be the ball game. 80-50. And that is it. The Cougars now with 8 in a row. They move to 11-3 on the year. And our postgame show is coming up next. Brought to you by Black Lumber and by the IU Credit Union. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everybody, along with our producer, Alex Lester, Joe Smith, and Terry Stoltz, settling in after a complete ambush tonight offensively, a whitewash from the start of this ball game as Bloomington North came with guns a-blazing right from the get-go as they shot out. 12 of their first 14 through the hoop, 86%, and led 29-5, led at 1.24-2, and the game was all over against the Olympians of Brent Chitty. As the final score indicates, 80-50. The Cougars now 11-3 on the year. They've won 8 in a row and will be back in action as they will begin now the February portion of its schedule. And they moved to 11-3. And looking at February, Edgewood, Terre Haute North, road trips to Evansville, Wrights, and Columbus North, Seniors Night, February 18th against Floyd Central, and then they go to New Albany. So what's that, three road trips and one, two, three, four, five, six. So six games in the month of February, and half of them on the road, half of them here on the McKinney Court. So that's fair and square as this now winning streak has mounted itself to 8. Earlier tonight in the JV game, Brandon McGee's crew, they moved to 9-5. Caleb Fischel scored 24 points as the Cougars win it 57-50, the final there. Terry adding up the scores for the Northsiders, and we'll have that in just a second. 29-5 at the end of one. The Cougars unloaded 52 points, their most explosive first half of the year. And this 80-point score was their best offensive showing of the year, besting by one the outburst that they had last Friday night when they put up 79 at Terre Haute South. So they've scored 159 points in the last two games that they've played. Put up 80. 80-50, the final, led by J.Q. Roberts. But he had great support tonight by the Northsiders. Now, a glance at the stat story. Brought to you, as always, Stats with Stoltz by Kelly Tabro. You know, for real estate help in Bloomington, it's Kelly Tabro, a name to remember. Kelly Tabro with F.C. Tucker Realtors.
Well, hot game for the Cougars, Joe. 32 of 52, that's 61.5%. 14 to 27, just a tad over 50%. Only 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Not only did they not take any, of course they didn't have to. They hit all the threes and they got nothing but layups. But missing 5, I'm sure Jason won't be real happy with that. Cougars leading scorer, J.Q. Roberts. I had him with 26 points. 15 apiece for Luke Lindemann and Gavin Reed. 8 for Dwan Daniels, 7 for Shy McDonald, 6 for Connor O'Gwen, a 3-ball late by McIntyre, and 2 by Nehemiah Dangerfield.
Here comes Jason, by the way.
I've got the mic on here and ready. So
have you got the...
It's all good, as you just heard.
And it is now career win 201.
There you
and,
go, sir. Can you hear us? We're good.
It was about as emphatic and the best start of the year, without doubt. The most, when you come out and shoot 12 of 14 to start a basketball game on a special night,
Yeah. That
was some extra whipped cream on top of the cake.
Yeah, I thought that we came out ready, and then to be able to do that on the offensive end, and we were stringing some stops together as well.
Yeah,
and then 8 assists on those shots. So we were sharing the ball early, and we saw the ball go through the net, and then it was kind of obviously kind of a an Avalanche at that point.
Well, it was a neat atmosphere. I know you spent some time. First of all, Brent Chetty spent some time coming up here during the JV game.
Yeah.
And, again, congrats out to Brandon McGee, your excellent JV coach. They're 9-5. Caleb Fischel had 24, and they win that one. We spent some time with Brent. I know you spent some time with him before the ball game, but it was just a neat atmosphere to see quite a number of players over the eras come back for this one.
Yeah, and then, again, when you want to have a good showing. I mean, obviously, and maybe not necessarily a good game, but it's one of those deals where you just want to have a good showing where, you know, guys that maybe haven't been around, you know, all that much or otherwise, and they get to kind of, you know, make some connections that maybe that they hadn't had for quite some time, and to be able to have, you know, like I said, an exciting game. I mean, from a coach's standpoint, we kind of like those blowouts and that sort of thing. So, but I hope the guys and the alumni are able to see that these kids are working hard and doing a great job and representing Bloomington North well.
You know, I'm just looking at the start of the year now. When you beat Bloomington South, you held them to 50. You throw out the 60 that Martinsville scored, but other than that, you've been in the 50s, and it's been defense to offense. And when you do that, that's how you shoot 12 of 14.
That's right.
You were hitting the threes, but, boy,
that's right.
This is your best flow, defense to offense, you've had all year.
Yeah, and it certainly helps a lot. I think they trust each other a lot more sometimes than what I trust them. You know, that's probably the coaches speak in me, you know, just making sure that we're playing our gaps and that we're playing our rules appropriately. And then finishing plays, you know, if we're finishing plays, you know, forcing the other team, not necessarily into a turnover, but maybe a shot they don't want, being able to turn those things into baskets, I mean, that's the difference in the game and really kind of where we want to get to here the second half of the season.
I was really pleased with the get-afterness defensively of Nehemiah Dangerfield. Mm-hmm. He scored his first 2 points
yep.
in his career,
yep.
but he played well in the paint deep. He scrapped
yep.
around on the floor,
yep.
got you some rebounds, and
yep.
that's what you wanted to see.
Yeah, you know, from a young player, I mean, again, he's just a junior, you know, going, you know, the second, third start, and hadn't played a lot of varsity basketball, but you know, I'll put Nemo's basketball IQ up against anyone. I mean, any time that he touches the ball down there, we didn't get a lot of post touches for him tonight. But man, he's a very willing passer, and obviously does a tremendous job and knows for the ball on defense. So that should be something that he's going to get better at each and every game. And then as you know, some of the other guys kind of get used to playing with Nemo, it certainly, you know, should help us.
Yeah, you know, I had you for 10 turnovers
yeah.
and in a ragged back and forth game
yeah.
against a guy that, you know, Brent's a very excellent defensive coach.
Yeah.
Were you pleased with that? I was. I was like, in the way this game's going back and forth,
yeah.
for North to only have
yeah.
10 turnovers, and
yeah.
it was about even in every quarter.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of going back, I don't know if I'm as trustworthy on defense as I am on offense. and I trust the guys on offense. I mean, they have to use their instincts. You can't always predict what the defense is going to do. So you kind of have to lean on your instincts a lot, being able to make that extra pass. And we kind of talked about that as like, you know, the championship team, you know, you kind of start forgetting about who individually is getting the points just as long as possession for possession we're scoring. So, you know, again, trying to stack some healthy habits here going into the second half of the season because, you know, we have some lofty goals here going into the second half and want to be playing well.
All right, so February is commencing. February is starts Thursday. You've got six games left in February, three at home and three on the road. Edgewood and Terre Haute North will be coming up soon.
Yep.
And, again, the winning streak continues. So this is going to, you know,
yep.
you're playing well. Doggone
it. Yeah, we're very interested in winning out. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, we know that we've had some adversity. You know, we've had some close games that went our way.
Yep.
We've had some close games that haven't gone our way. We let one get away, you know, away from us, obviously, at Fishers. But sometimes it's basketball. Sometimes those things happen. So we have very lofty goals. There's no reason not to think that we can't win out here.
You know what? You didn't let this one get away.
Yeah.
Lights out from the get-go. That was a scintillating first 8 minutes. Congratulations.
Yeah. Much appreciated, guys. Thanks for the coverage.
All Jason right, thanks. Spear, we'll see you Thursday night.
80-50, and we'll be back with Terry's player of the game, and we'll catch you up on some scores when we come back after this one-minute break. Cougars now 11-3, eight in a row. Back in a minute. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Back we come one final time here on the McKinney Court on a basketball Saturday night. Caleb Fisher with 24. The JVs win it 57-50 over Columbus East. And Terry has got now his, first of all, he's got his stat story all tidied up now with JQ. What'd you do, give him two too many? Or?
I had him with two too many. I got him with 24 points. So that now will equal out to an 80-50 North win.
All right. And our Stats with Stultz brought to you by Kelly Tabereau, a name to remember for real estate help here in Bloomington and Monroe County. Kelly Tabereau with FC Tucker Realtors. Well, it's time for our postgame show to continue with our Owen County State Bank player of the game. Owen County State Bank, they work hard to create a financial strategy and game plan that best fits your individual needs. To learn more about Owen County State Bank, visit ocsbank.com. Member FDIC.
Well, Joe, I'm going to give this one to JQ Roberts. The last couple of times we've been here or we've seen the games, he struggled. And both of them ended up in wins, so I know he doesn't care. But 24 points, 6 rebounds, 3 of 5 from 3-ball range. I mean, I'm giving him the player of the game for OC Bank tonight because I think he deserved it. He got him off to a great start, and the Cougars win 80-50. JQ Roberts, our most valuable player tonight.
All righty, so we'll take a peek here and look at this score as Indiana is now taking a full command of the ball game at the Assembly Hall. They lead it 46-30 at halftime as Trace Jackson Davis has been held down to 8 points and 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. Not bad. Indiana shooting 49% in the opening half, but Ohio State, they're really struggling. They have come in tonight having lost 6 of 7, shooting only 34% from the field in the opening half, as Indiana doing a dandy job on them and getting a great first half from Jalen Hood-Schifino, who had 17 of Indiana's first 26 points in the ball game, and by far and away the only double-figure scorer in the opening half. But Race Thompson with 2, Trace Jackson Davis with 4 points, 4 points for Malik Renew, and Tamar Bates with a couple of points, and Caleb Banks has scored 2 points and yanked in 3 rebounds. So those have been the scorers there for Indiana, so that is good news to report there. As far as Indiana looks to, close out the month of January on a big-time run.
Yeah.
They win tonight. That's 5 in a row, and then they go to College Park to take on Maryland, who won earlier today, and they're tough to deal with in the College Park as they won big over Nebraska, and that'll be on Tuesday night of next week, a 9 o'clock game against the Terrapins. You get any thing from Bloomington South or
J.R. Holmes Court? Panthers beat Silver Creek tonight, 78-68.
High scoring there.
Yeah, there's a lot of points there. Nothing yet on Edgewood and Monrovia. We may see if there's anything we can get on that on the way home. But yeah, Panthers win also. So now if we can get another Edgewood win, a county trifecta, Joe.
It would be nice. Well, that's about the story from the Tom McKinney Court right here at about a minute before 9 o'clock. Our thanks to Alex Lester, our producer, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, to Terry Stoltz and all of our sponsors. And we'll be on the air next Thursday. And the best of luck to North South and Edgewood, the girls. The Bloomington South sectional starts at Tuesday. South will play Mooresville. North will not play until Friday, game 2. And Edgewood will play at Owen Valley on Wednesday night. And that will be the sectional for the girls. So we wish them the very best. Our next broadcast will be next Thursday. Chalk Talk with both Matt Wadsworth and Jason Spear along the lines at 7 o'clock right here from the Tom McKinney Court. So until then, have yourselves a great rest of the weekend. The women, the IU women of Coach Terry Moore, look for their 20th win tomorrow, 2 o'clock against Rutgers out at the Assembly Hall, Simon Scott Assembly Hall. So Indiana winning by 16 at halftime against Ohio State. And the Cougars win big, their best offensive performance of the year. They put 80 on the board and beat the Columbus East Olympians 80-50. Until next Thursday night, great weekend, everyone. Joe Smith from the Tom McKinney Court on Celebration 50. You've been listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball. Good night, everyone.